What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Peter and Adam podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put the Peter to put those headphones in and with them Peters out, because we're here with your newest Bad Bunny fan, Pistol P Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, aka Go-Gurt McStuffin.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that stuff.
All that stuff. So, yeah, we didn't do any episodes over the holidays.
Yeah, we haven't done a show in like a year now.
Yeah, not since last year.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the holidays were just nuts. The holidays were nuts. People got sick.
Yeah.
People didn't, you know.
Getting sick, busy.
Yep.
Other stuff.
Yep. And I'm not going around the family until I lose some weight, because Brian lost all that weight and then I was losing weight and then I stopped working out and I gained all my weight back. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going around Brian because he's all skinny now and shit. Uh-huh. So.
Bad love, you mean?
Bad love, yes. So I'm not going around until I can at least have something comparable. It's like, you may be skinny, but at least I'm buff.
Maybe.
But can you lift
14 million pounds though?
Exactly. Yeah, I hit 2 million pounds.
According to Tonal.
So we got a lot of stories. Have you seen the new Avatar film?
No.
Do you plan to see the new Avatar film?
Not really. I found the first movie to be kind of mid.
Yeah. You know, I first saw it, I was blown away by it. But after watching it again and again and again, I'm like, eh. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's not like...
I do keep hearing good things about it.
Yeah.
And I might see it just because my sister is really into it. So she wants to watch it.
Yeah.
But...
It's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
Yeah, so, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah, me and Jasmine went to go see it. We saw it in IMAX.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, we saw it in IMAX 3D. Mm-hmm. Which, if you're going to see it, you have to see it in 3D.
Yeah.
That's what blew me away about the first one. When I first watched, because I watched it in theater, I watched it in IMAX, and I watched it in 3D. Mm-hmm. And I remember being so blown away. So you remember in the first one when they blow up the tree and everything's on fire?
Yeah.
So that scene specifically, is embedded in my memory. Because I remember the 3D, you could see the ash in the air. And I was just like, holy, mm-hmm. It's literally, there's that wall. Like, even with 3D, there's that wall where it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, there was that wall wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so, holy shit, this is mind-blowing the way it looks.
Yeah.
Especially at that time. With this one, the whole movie's, a majority of the movie takes place underwater.
Gotcha.
And the 3D is fucking nuts.
Uh-huh. I had a hard time breathing the whole time. Yes. I was watching the movie because I thought I was underwater.
I thought I was underwater the whole time. No, just like the way they move and the way it's...
Imagine somebody's somebody, a bunch of people start drowning in the ocean because they think they can breathe underwater because... Like, well, I breathed the entire time. Then at 3 hour movie, I can at least be in the ocean for 3 hours.
3 hours. have you heard that joke where because it's a common thing where have you ever done that where you're watching a movie and so like an action movie and they gotta, oh, we gotta swim under this bridge to get to escape, and you hold your breath the whole time to see if you would have survived.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, oh yeah, I do that. I almost died watching Finding Nemo. but no, you know what? Like, So the first hour of the movie is basically last time on Avatar.
Really?
Not, I mean, not so, like, it's
a bunch of recap?
I'd say the first 30 minutes is recap.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, okay, now it's like, new plot point, and then, I don't know, it's kind of hard, like, the first hour of it is basically just setting up. It's just it's like, recap setup.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not bad, but it's a little kind of like, all right, like, what's happening?
Mm.
And then once it actually starts getting into everything, you're like, okay. Because it's almost like the first movie again, because like they it changes up, where it's like, remember the first movie, he becomes the blue cat people, and then he has to learn how to be a cat person.
Yeah.
And like this movie, it's like, this one is like, now I'm a cat person, and like, I'm a fucking awesome cat person,
uh-huh.
but now I gotta go with these other cat people, and learn how to live like these cat people.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like that, like the first hour is just like, learning all over again.
Are the other cat people different, or?
Yeah, they're different. They're still cat people.
As far as looks, I mean,
slightly. They're lighter colored, and they're evolved differently.
Gotcha.
And so
I remember you sent a story that James Cameron intends to have fire Na'vi.
Yes. So because me and Jenna were talking about not kind of the first one, because these ones are water Na'vi.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's the way of the water, right?
Gotcha.
And
what are the OGs considered?
Well, that's what me and Devin were talking about. So I consider them like wood or like forest, like or like earth Na'vi,
uh-huh.
because they lived in the forest and they were like monkeys. They're used to moving through the trees,
mm-hmm.
so they've evolved for the trees. Where the water Na'vi, when you see them, like they have like a thing here, like a paddle, uh-huh. and then their tails are fat and like flipper like. So they look different, and then they can hold their breath longer and things like that. I think they have gills.
Does he fall in love and have a tail sex with one of the new Na'vi as well?
No, but his son does.
Okay.
He's got like 18 kids, and one of them's human.
Nah, they shouldn't have done that. He should be just going around fucking just
banging all the different
banging all the different Na'vi, and then. And then he makes, like, these super Na'vi.
Yeah, super hybrid. Just it's like a super scroll. It has elements of everything.
Yeah.
Earth, fire,
and that's how the Power Rangers are created.
No, they create Captain Planet.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, so the rumor is... Well, see... what the fuck? I haven't been coughing this whole time. We start recording?
Yeah,
recording,
all
and sudden you are. Like, just cough up alone. So... The rumor was, well, originally, I don't know if this is what actually happened, but so what was supposed to happen, so they did the first movie, and they were supposed to record 2 and 3 together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was supposed to be just one long, and then like they just cut it, and then you would release the second half. But it seems like they're changing. I think the villain in this one wasn't well received.
Mm.
So, and I feel like the way this one ended, it can kind of go either way. Like, you can continue with this villain, or you can bring in a new villain. And then, like, change this guy's story up.
Oh, okay. Is the villain still just the fucking government?
No, I mean, yes and no.
Uh-huh.
Like, you want me to tell you? Or no? You want
yeah, me? Tell okay. me. I'm not invested in this world at
okay,
all.
So do you remember the villain, the main bad guy from the first one?
Yeah.
The guy with the scars on his face?
Uh-huh.
So... him and his squad of Marines, right before they went on that mission to like for the final mission where they all die,
mm-hmm.
they had their DNA cloned into avatars.
Oh, okay.
So now, Earth... So, okay, and do you remember why the humans were on Pandora in the first place?
No.
No, so they were there mining a mineral called...
Oh, yeah, unobtainium. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So now the humans are back.
Uh-huh.
They came back. So they hadn't been there, and all of a sudden they came back. And, like, the way they come back, this giant ship comes down and burns everything. Like, because, like, you know, it's a rocket ship.
Yeah.
And it's landing in the forest. But it's not just any rocket ship. It's, like, the size of a city.
Oh, okay.
So, like, burning out 100 square miles of fucking
Jesus.
Forest. And so, but what it is we're looking for, like, Earth is dying, and this is going to be our new home. But the whole point is, like, so Do you remember how, like, all the humans had to wear the masks?
Yeah.
Because the air's not breathable.
Right.
So it's like, we're just going to live in tubes?
Well, they're gonna be naughty, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah. But, well, no, because they're still humans. So the only people, all the guys that died in the first movie became Na'vi, and like they're reincarnated. So they basically it's all their personality and memory up until the point of that mission. So they got their brains downloaded and put into the Na'vi. So they don't know how they died. They know they died because
Na'vi.
Yeah, they were briefed and they're like, okay, well, if you're a Na'vi, when you wake up, that means you died on your mission. And so he comes back. So the main guy comes back. He's a Na'vi. They start learning the Na'vi ways. So he had a son that got left behind because he was an infant. They couldn't put him in cryo. And so they leave him. They literally leave a baby on the planet as they're escaping the planet. They leave one baby.
One human baby. And it's dumb.
Yeah. But so that human baby gets raised by the Na'vi. And, like, he's, like, a monkey kid, basically. Uh-huh. Like, so he starts off, he's a baby, and then, like, they show him growing up. And by the time the humans come back, he's a grown-ass man. He's, like, in his mid-20s. No, I think he's a teenager. He might be a teenager. But he's wearing a loincloth, and he's, like, got fucking blue stripes on him and shit. Like, he's a fucking bush baby.
Yeah.
But he's a grown-ass adult. And so, like, so the guy, so the Na'vi comes back, and he was, like, I'm not really your dad, but I have your dad's memories, so I'm your dad. And it's this weird, like, I hate you, but you're my dad, loyalty kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, that's what people didn't like. It's like, is he a villain? Is he a Na'vi? What the fuck's happening here?
Yeah.
And so it's basically like they sent in someone that's not gonna, like, so they, Jake Sully, his whole thing was, you're going to go in, become one of them, and then turn on him and... we're going to get the unobtainium. But he became one of them. So now, like, these guys, like, we know they're not going to fucking turn because these guys fucking hate the Na'vi. So they're just going to go in there and fuck them all up as Na'vi.
Mm.
One thing that bothered me. So remember the scars he had on his face?
Yeah.
So they go back to where he died. And his, like, you know, that robot thing he was in? It's still there. And his skeleton's in there. And the guy picks up his own skull, and he looks at it, and those lines from the scar are on the skull. Like, that scar was that deep that it was on his skull?
Yeah. I mean, it could be.
I mean, it's possible, but, like, no, they were, like, I don't know.
They're like, perfectly the shape of the scar on his skin?
Yeah, exactly. Like, in case you're not sure whose skull this is...
It's him.
It's his. He's got the scars.
As a Na'vi, does he have those scars?
No, he doesn't. Which, yeah, I was like, God damn it. He should have had scars.
Might as well have had the scars.
Yeah. But so Jake Sully's thing is, oh, they're hunting me. They're not going to fuck with the Na'vi if we leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to the water tribes and they're like, hey, we need to hide out. We can't tell you why, but we need to hide the fuck out. And the water tribes are basically, what are they? They're, oh God, they're like Samoans or New Zealanders.
Mm.
So that's basically the water tribes.
Yeah,
and then they have to learn to be water people. Like, cause they're like, you can't live here because your tree ways are useless here. And they're like, well, we'll learn. And so then, like, they teach them how to be water people, and like they merge with these fucking whales.
Oh, so it's whales instead of a dragon?
Well, no, they had these dragon fish things. Uh-huh. They look like barracudas, but they have wings.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like, fly out of the water, and they kind of fly a little bit, then they dive back in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. Remember when he was learning how to ride the horse, and he kept falling off the horse?
Yeah.
Well, they do the same thing, but with the dragon fish thing.
Okay. Yeah, so it's, like, the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's, like, the same principle, just... fucking done over.
Yeah, done in the ocean.
Reskin.
Yeah. But see, the next movie, supposedly the Ash people or the Fire Na'vi are going to be the villains.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm assuming they're going to be red.
I mean, they better be red.
Yeah, right? If they're the Fire Na'vi, they can't be blue.
Yeah. They're going to be blue with red stripes.
Yeah. Because, yeah, so the
American Navi.
But because the forest Navi, they were like a dark blue. Uh-huh. And then the ocean Navi, they were like a turquoise, like ocean greenish blue. And so, and then instead of having like the way their stripes were there, like their stripes were all like tribal, like fucking the tribal tattoos, but like all over their faces and shit. Yes. Yeah, it sounds corny, but it was actually done really well. Hmm. So that movie's taking a lot of heat. They're like, indigenous people are not aliens.
Oh.
And so there's a whole like.
I mean, I don't think it has nothing to do with being indigenous. It's just
exactly. It's like these are tribes. They're like, yeah, it's aliens. Like, but they're saying that they're mocking indigenous people and native people and tribes, and it's like, you know what? It's a movie. Fuck off. Hmm. How many times? Like.
It's the same thing. It's just, it's, they're Indians because they're trying to colonize another.
Yeah. It's basically, yeah. That's just what it
humans
is.
Trying to colonize another planet.
Yeah. And these people are just trying to live peacefully with the planet.
Yeah.
That's the only comparison to, other than that, they're 7 foot tall, carbon fiber skeleton, blue people.
Yeah.
And get out of here. Why does he look like me? No, he's not. He's a cat person. You're not a cat person. That picture, the one that's those are the dragonfish things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then the other guys, the villains, the Marines, mm-hmm. they get their own dragons. So the son takes them like if you want to hunt them, you're gonna need these dragons. And it's like, okay, well, they're gonna go and tranquilize them and like do it like. The easy way, and they're like, no, Jake Sully, he wouldn't have fought one with his bare hands. And so, if Jake Sully fought it with his bare hands, then the other guy has to go fight it with his bare hands.
Yeah.
And so he does it. But instead of like, you know how the Navi have like all the like the rope, and like they make their own saddles out of the leaves. And so the Marines have all these tactical, like fucking, like a saddle with like, it's all like mesh and like, it looks like a military, like fucking harness. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty funny. It's like, it's all the forest shit, but military style.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it looked cool, but it was fun. Like, it was just fun to me. Dude, we got a lot of news.
What other news we got?
Yeah. Super Mario World. Super Nintendo World. I keep saying Super Mario World. Opens February 17th, Universal Studios Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So, the one in Japan has already opened up, and it's been huge. Oh, I gotta show you. So, we got a popcorn bucket. It's a superstar, and it lights up. Then we got a drink cup, and it's the super mushroom.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're fucking cool. So Universal's
going. So they're already doing merch, though?
Yeah, they're already doing merch. Oh, they already have, so they're, even outside in City Walk, they already have a Super Nintendo World store, where it's just all, but see, the thing is, it's all Mario. Everything in the store, everything they're selling is Mario, but they're calling it Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, there's no Zelda, there's no.
Yeah, and maybe that'll come later on.
Yeah.
But like even when you look at the world, it's fucking
it's the Mushroom Kingdom. World, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Mushroom Kingdom. Which, I mean, I get that's like Nintendo's bread and butter.
Yeah. Yeah, but it like just call it Super Mario World and that.
Yeah, and not Super Nintendo World.
Are they at least selling other stuff than Mario?
I'm trying to think of they you know what? No, they had some cool like Nintendo gear, like so like they had like a shirt. There was like it looked like a Nintendo cartridge. Mm-hmm. And I forgot what it said on it now. And I wanted to buy it so bad, but I forgot what it said. I think it said Universal, like, the, you know, like the old sticker?
Yeah.
But it said like, it had like Universal Studios, Hollywood, or whatever it was. And then, they had some cool, like, non-Mario stuff, but it was like Nintendo only. It wasn't like Zelda. It wasn't any other type of character. It was Mario or Nintendo. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, which is cool. The land, because like, you can see it, like, as you're going through certain areas, like, you have, like, a top-down view of it. Because, you know, like, there's the two levers to, you, so when you're in the upper level, you can look down and see the whole thing. And it looks fucking, like, dude, it looks like the fucking Mushroom Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, like, okay, going there made me want to watch the Super Mario movie, like, so bad.
Yeah. I do want to watch the movie. It's just...
It's Chris Pratt.
It's just Chris Pratt. It feels like they just didn't give a fuck about
the voice.
About Mario.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just kind of sucks. Like, you, like, it makes you not want to see it, but the rest of the movie looks great.
Looks great, yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward
to it. Even with Charlie Day, like, he, like...
Yeah, even as Luigi.
It's kind of like, it seems fine.
But it's not Luigi.
But it, yeah, it's not necessarily Luigi.
Yeah. Fucking, Keegan-Michael Key, though, he's fucking killing Toad.
Like, yeah, he's doing good. Jack Black does Bowser
amazing. Bowser amazing, yeah.
We haven't heard DK yet, right?
We've only seen him, but we haven't heard him talk yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
No, and then Peach. Peach is Peach.
Yeah.
Like, Peach doesn't have, like, a...
Yeah, she doesn't have a... she doesn't have a personality that I'm like, yeah, I need this displayed.
Yeah.
She's just there.
I just want to hear Donkey Kong go... He's got to. But so, yeah, I on Monday, since we got the Platinum Pass, on Monday, the reservations for the first day go live.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to get reservations for the first day.
Oh, okay.
So we can get in. But, yeah, and I'll report back on the awesomeness of it.
Yeah.
So the ride, the opening ride is going to be, it's Bowser's Mario Kart.
You're going to explain your entire experience frame by frame.
Frame by frame, yeah. No, well, it's Bowser's Mario Kart Challenge.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically your Mario Kart. And, like I've seen video of the Japanese one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically you're in Mario Kart. And you can attack the other cars with power-ups.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, I think it's 6 people to a car.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like you're in an individual. It's like 6 people in a car. And then they're going to have, like, these wristbands. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, so there's going to be, like power-up blocks and you, like, in the park, just around. So if you have the wristband, you can go to it and, like, tap it. And, like, you'll get the sound effects. And, like, I think there's something you can do. Like, there's missions you can do in the world.
Hmm.
But you need the wristband to access it. If you have the wristband when you go on the ride, you can use more power-ups in the ride. So, I don't know, I'm looking forward to it. I want to check it out. So, did we talk about Spider-Man, Black Adam? Let me see here. Oh, Kojima. Did you see this thing about Kojima wanting to become an AI?
I think so.
So he says that, you know, as he ages, he wants to... he says he's not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
He says he'll probably stick around as an AI or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's planning to download his brain into a machine somehow. Which...
They're already kind of doing
that. Yeah, they're already kind of doing. So if he can just stick around and keep making video games,
mm-hmm,
I am all for that. you sent something about Metal Gear, yes.
Yeah.
And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I need more Metal Gear in my life. And then I thought about it, and it's like, it's Metal Gear without Kojima.
Without Kojima, so who knows?
Yeah. Is
Metal Gear Survive 2.
Exactly, yeah. Like, what kind of metal, what am I getting out of this? And I'm like, I don't want that Metal Gear. I want Kojima's vision. I want his characters. I want his stories.
Yeah. And so unless it's remakes, then...
Yeah, if it's remakes, I'm all in. I'm going to buy them. I know, like, and it's like, yeah, I don't want to give Konami more money, but it's Metal Gear. And it's Metal Gear, not like... So I'm hoping that's what it is. I'm hoping that it's going to be remastered, or not remasters, but remakes of maybe the NES games, maybe the... It's probably
literally
gonna be,
any of the games.
Yeah.
it doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, more than likely it'll be solid. It'll be all the solid games.
Think so?
Yeah. I doubt they're going to do the NES games. But it would still be cool.
The NES games are just the Metal Gear.
They're called Metal Gear, yeah. There's Metal Gear 1 and 2, and then there's Metal Gear Solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Metal Gear Solid are all the 3D games.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. So I finished High on Life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I would probably give it an 8. It's pretty good. I don't think it's better than Trover.
Really?
No.
It looked better than
Trover. I think Trover... Well, the issue is for me that I wouldn't give it to Trover, give it over Trover, is that the jokes seem too similar.
Yeah. Right? You know, I was kind of afraid of that because it's like it's a similar game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So a lot of the times the jokes that landed for me in Trover, they don't seem to land completely in this game just because it feels like
yeah,
I've heard it already. It's not new. But there is a lot of stuff that is funny.
Right.
Like you find some like people that are, there's like three brothers, one sells, as part of the story, he has some sort of animal and it just like shits on you or pisses on you and it like leaves like a yellow thing so you look like the other, all the enemies in the game.
Yeah.
And then another guy just sells alien cum. And then like, oh yeah, dude, our last brother, he really hates us because we sell, you know, bodily fluids from either ourselves or other people or other things, and he's just really on a high horse. So you finally meet him at the end of the game or at some point, I don't remember if it's at the end, but then he's like, yeah. You know, my brothers are fucking gross. They're fucking selling alien cum and all this. I just sell health insurance. And it's like, but nobody's buying fucking health insurance. So, you know, I'm going to... I forget what he ends up selling at the end. I think it's... Is it his own shit? I think it's something... He starts selling something gross like that.
That's funny.
That shit's funny.
Nice. I want to play it so fucking bad.
Yeah.
That's why, so, oh, you know about the Tesla, right? You know what happened?
No.
Oh, you don't know? So, I don't know if you noticed it. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, no, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so, it's gone.
Uh-huh. You're protesting Elon?
No, I'm protesting Elon. No, I'm trying to buy a new one as soon as possible. So, so what happened is, I got into a, on December 1st, on my way to work, I got rear-ended.
Uh-huh.
Tiny damage. Uh-huh. Little, like a crack in the bumper and one fucking sensor knocked out of line.
Uh-huh.
Took it to the body shop because I wanted to get it repaired right away. So take it to the body shop. This place has 50 years. I'm not going to say the name of the place, but they have 50 years of experience and like 60% of their business now is Tesla. So uh-huh. Like, fuck yeah. Like, they'll take care of us.
Yeah, they're like a verified Tesla spot.
Yeah. And like the Tesla app recommended them. So I'm like, fuck yeah. You know? They had the car for about a week, and they, you know, okay, we ordered your parts. Then they had it for, you know, like a couple days later, they called me, and I'm thinking, okay, well, they got my parts, they put the bumper on, like, you know, it's a quick job. I'm gonna pick it up. Unfortunately, we have bad news. Your car is now a total loss. What the fuck do you mean my car is a total loss?
Mm-hmm.
Someone broke into their part, into their lot.
Mm-hmm.
And targeted a specific vehicle. They went and looked for a truck that was in there,
mm-hmm.
threw something into it, and set that truck on fire.
Mm-hmm.
That set my car. That truck was right next to my car.
Mm-hmm.
So that set my car on fire.
Uh-huh.
And so half of my car burnt.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. So I took it in for tiny, minor damage here. Check this out. And I'll share this on the Instagram too. I don't care. But so... Let me see if I have the damage still. The damage was literally, look at it. You can barely see it. It's a little like a crack in the bumper.
Right.
Tiny damage, right? And so this is...
That's your car? That was the car?
That's my...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
So, you know, I mean, you know, we're dealing with that, but... So the reason I bring all this up is because I'm going to upgrade to an S or an X,
mm-hmm.
because Tesla just announced...
What was that one, a 3?
A 3, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tesla just announced that the... So you know how I can play games? It came with a bunch of Atari games, Sonic the Hedgehog, Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
And the games are great. Their games are fun. But so if I wanted to play games, I had to get my PlayStation controller, plug it into the USB, and I had to play wired.
Mm.
The new S and X models... are going to have full wireless. and they're gonna be able to play Steam games.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because they have the AMD graphics cards in.
Gotcha.
So they have full, like, it's a full, basically you have a gaming PC
right
in the car.
Yeah,
and cool. Now you'll be able to have access to full Steam library.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's basic. Now you basically have like a Steam Deck.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, so if I upgrade, I'm definitely gonna play Half-Life.
Is it on Steam? Yeah, it's on Steam. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
I got it on Game Pass.
Oh no! Oh, yeah, you got it through. But see, that actually brings up another story I have. Sony announced they're putting out their own car called Afeela. A-F-E-E-L-A. And I'm not a fan of the body.
Yeah.
But did you see this one when I posted it?
What is it? You tapped off. What car does that look like? It looks like a car that
It looks like a Ford Probe to me.
Yeah, kind of, huh?
But like the steering wheel is dope. They got a Morbius background.
Yeah, the steering wheel is cool. They've been doing that a lot lately with the half steering wheel.
Yeah,
like the Formula One steering wheel type.
That's
Fortnite. What about Fortnite?
Look at the lights.
Oh, okay.
So the lights are like
all around the car.
Yeah. Hmm. So you can like customize your wallpaper on your grill. And in your dashboard.
Interesting.
And so I'm like, shh. Oh, then it has built-in screens in the back. This is just a concept car at the moment. But it's got panoramic screens, fully customizable. Mm-hmm. Panoramic screens on the outside of the vehicle that are customizable.
I don't think all that's going to be possible.
I doubt it.
If it is, it's going to be like a fucking $300,000 car.
Probably, yeah. But it's like,
yeah, it's gonna be like a crazy expensive like novelty car.
Well, no, see, the thing is, like, well, if you look at it, it's only the grill for the screens, I should say. So for the outside, so like that front grill and the back have like so in between the headlights and in between the taillights, mm-hmm. It's like a LED, not an LED strip, but LED screen.
Or, yeah.
So I mean, that's not too crazy, especially considering the prices of mm-hmm. the screens nowadays.
I don't know about Sony making cars, though.
Again, that's... Yeah. But, okay, but they
haven't... Like, they can put all these bells and whistles on it, but is it going to be safe?
For you, yeah. Right? Well, they have been working with Honda.
Okay.
So, because Honda's the next electric car. I think we talked about it a couple episodes back. Their next electric car is going to have a PS5 built-in. Mm. So, just like the Tesla had their games, this is going to have a PS5. Okay. Which, that's, to me, that's a hard sell. Like, okay, I can get the S or the X with the Steam. Like, I'd have to kind of rebuild my library. Or I can get the fucking Honda with the PS5 and have my full PSN fucking library in there. Mm-hmm. Which is like, shit, that's...
Well, no. Well, here's the Steam. Steam is way cheaper.
Yes, I know that.
Games are way cheaper.
Yes, and then they're constantly on sale. And
sales are constantly on sale. Yeah. It's happening in comparison to PlayStation.
Yeah.
So... You wouldn't be forking over as much money. Yeah. And at the same time, I imagine you're probably going to be playing like the shorter.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be playing fucking, you know, Elden Ring or.
Yeah, in the car.
Or anything like that in the car.
But see, the thing is if I did, I could upload my save to the cloud and then just. So it's like if I'm here playing and then I got to go somewhere, I can go there, play in the car, and then. Continue where I left off at the house. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's something pretty tempting.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, see, mainly the only times I really, like, in the Tesla, the only time I really played is when we were charging. Because, like, you know, you're there for 30 to 40 minutes to pop, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're playing anything big, like God of War or all that, are you just going to, my car is finally fully charged. Or you're just going to stay there and be like, let me play another game.
Yeah, let me just
get past this next mission.
That's a good point. Here, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you. And we're back. One more game. So, yeah. So, you said they're going to postpone Power Slap. So, let me pull up the story because I did have that.
So, I guess it's going to be somebody else.
It's someone else running it now.
I guess Dana White was going to be running it.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be his thing.
But now it's going to be somebody else instead of him because he was in some domestic dispute with his wife.
So, here. I have the video here. So, it's... That's Dana White and his wife.
Is it bad?
So she slaps the hell of him, and so he just smacks her back. So, watch. Is this after? I don't know. Bam! She sucker punched him, and he just smacked her back. And then they just kind of slap fight a bit, and then they, like... So I guess he slapped her twice.
Yeah. It's not super bad. I mean, it's still unacceptable, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not like he beat the shit out of her.
It seems reactionary, like, oh, you just hit me and, like, just kind of hit somebody back.
Yeah.
And doing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still not good to do that.
Yeah. You don't, like, that's the thing, it's like, there's this kind of stigma. Like, as a matter of fact, so Player 2 was here earlier, we were bullshitting. And because he was giving me shit about the bag. Mm-hmm. I like it because of the knee strikes and grappling and shit. Mm-hmm. He goes, so you practice beating the shit out of people like with the bag, but like, how are you gonna beat the shit? It's like, and so I told him, I was like, think about it. What was the last time you beat the shit out of somebody? Mm-hmm. He was like, well, she goes, I can't even remember. I go, so do you think you could still beat the shit out of somebody today? Mm-hmm. Like right, and like in your head, you're like, yeah, I know I could beat somebody's ass because I've done it in the past. Mm-hmm. But when was the last time you've actually done it?
Yeah.
Do you still have the ability to beat ass? Because there's that machismo, that there's that macho, like, oh, I'll, like someone hits me, I'm gonna hit him back. Mm-hmm. But because that, like, but that in reality and as an adult,
yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah,
like as a kid, as a teenager, and young adult, you can get into fights. You can fight somebody at a bar. You can fight like, but as an adult. Fighting somebody has real world consequences.
Yeah.
Like everybody talks about, like, oh, if I could beat my boss's ass. But you can't. And the reason you can't is not because you physically can't.
Yeah.
Because if you do,
but if you do,
you're fucking yourself.
Yeah. Not only are you gonna be in trouble, you're ruining your life probably forever.
Exactly. And Dana White, being in the position he is, mm-hmm. being in the career he's in.
Yeah.
And being in the public eye, reacting like that,
yeah,
is like she slapped him, and again it looked like they were drinking, like you said, it's reactionary, but at the same time, like, how easy would it have been to just walk away?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're just like, okay, she slapped me. All right, you know what? I'm gonna go over here. I'm gonna take myself out of the situation so this doesn't escalate.
Yeah,
you know. But and now, I mean, it's costing them a fucking show, which mm-hmm. is potentially like, I don't see it being huge, you know. It might it's gonna have a big pop.
Yeah, I think maybe like this first season that they do is gonna be huge just because it's like the first like mainstream power slap slap fighting thing.
Yeah,
but after that, it's probably gonna be like, oh yeah, you hear about that slap fight?
Yep.
Stuff?
Yeah. Have you seen the one where it's like an MMA match in a car?
No.
I've only seen clips of it, so like it from what it looks like, it's like the front half of a car, so they have the hood, the windshield, dashboard, and the two front the driver and passenger seat, right? And there's no back seat because of the cameras. And so both fighters are buckled up. Mm-hmm. And then when the timer goes off, you have to unbuckle yourself and then just start fighting. Mm-hmm. And everyone that I've seen so far, one guy gets unbuckled first, and the other guy's sitting there just getting punched in the fucking head while he's trying to unbuckle.
Yeah.
I saw one guy, he grabs up Steve Bell, starts choking him with it.
Jesus Christ.
And it's a little...
They're getting, like, too crazy with, yeah, with like, the spin-off MMA.
But my favorite thing about it is, okay, you know how, like, when you're watching UFC, you're boxing or whatever, it has, like, you know, the fighters' names at the bottom of the thing, and it has, like, the time mm-hmm. and all that? So, the lettering that they used for the fighters' names is the GTA. Like, it's literally, like, you know, the on-screen HUD for GTA, all the text, the font?
Right.
That's what's on screen. So it's the fighter's name and that GTA font. Like, it's just like...
Jeez.
It's fucking ridiculous. let me see here. For this other fight. I was going to bring this one up because... Oh, where'd it go? I literally said it right before we came back from break and I can't remember what it was now. God damn it. Oh, Andrew Tate. It's not that they've been doing the show. Andrew Tate.
He's going to be a guest on the podcast next week.
He's coming up next week, yeah. I mean, well, if he is he out of the Romanian prison now or jail?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. It might be a Zoom call.
Yeah.
We'll see. So, how old is, what's her name, Greta Thunberg, or what's her name?
She's like 19.
19 now, 20. Yeah. It took him... randomly calling her out for some fucking reason?
No, that's not true. None of that's true.
No? Okay, because...
It's coincidence. Oh. And okay. She's a gangster for being like, oh yeah, that's what happens when you don't recycle your pizza boxes after. But other than that, it's just coincidence.
Okay, because...
So they knew they were already on his trip.
Ah, okay. Because the story that I had was, okay, so it was his video response... So he called her out saying something about randomly just about his cars. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my carbon footprint because of all these cars.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, tell me more about it at smalldickenergy at getalife.com.
Mm-hmm.
And like a fucking child that like, so, okay, like you lost the exchange, whatever, get over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he had to make a video and comes on and is like, oh, I don't know why she's giving me her email address. Why is her email address... Small Dick Energy. I don't know why that's her email address. Like, the whole video is basically him saying, that's her email address. She's saying, oh, email me at my email address, Small Dick Energy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like somebody who gets made fun of and he goes, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't even make sense, dude. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And what do you mean it has Small Dick Energy? Doesn't even make sense.
And so the story that I had said that they said that they were on his trail, but it didn't say like that they were that close. But it said they confirmed that he was in Romania because of like the pizza box. It was it's a Romanian pizza chain,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, okay, well, we can confirm that he's now in Romania.
Yeah, they're saying. I have a feeling Romania doesn't give a shit.
About that.
And I think I'm pretty sure it's been confirmed that it's all just been coincidence.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay. But that's what the video I said was like, it was because he made that video response with the whole pizza boxes that like they zoom in on the pizza boxes and it's clearly like, oh, okay, so now we know where he's, so we can find their record, and that's how they found him.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't human trafficking though. That's what the initial stories were. Was like it's human trafficking.
Well, that's because those were the rumors. Like
that's why he fled
for a long time. They've been saying like, oh, he's in human trafficking, and then now that he's getting arrested, they're like, you see,
human trafficking.
But it's a supposedly tax evasion.
Yeah, tax evasion and money laundering. What they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is believable, which I believe.
Yeah.
He would be doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and his brother.
Yeah, and so I think the brother got released already.
I don't know. I haven't followed it closely, but
okay. I think one of them got released. I think the brother got released, but not Andrew. To me, it was just funny the fact that he made that video. Like,
yeah,
like he got old. He was just like, he had to come back, and was like, nope, no, that's her email address. That's not my email.
Yeah.
Oh man. Let me see here.
It was silly. It was very childish of him.
Yeah.
For that whole thing.
Five Nights at Freddy's is getting a movie. and it's starring Matthew Lillard and Josh Hutcherson. Isn't he the guy from Scream, the first one?
Josh Hutcherson, I don't know if he's in Scream, but he's in, he's from Hunger Games.
Okay, maybe I'm confusing him with somebody else.
He's, what's his name? The blonde guy?
Let me see.
Is he blonde? Is he blonde in the movie?
He was in Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, that too. Zathura. He's a kid in Zathura.
Yep. He was in RV. He's in Howl's Moving Castle?
He might be a voice in there, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be damned. Oh, he's in the new Red Dawn.
Yeah, he is.
He's in Big Hero 6. Yeah, he's in a lot of shit that I've seen. All right. So, but yeah, so he's going to be in the new Five Nights at Freddy movie. Dude, did you know there's a new Ultraman movie coming out?
No.
You know who Ultraman is, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay. Yeah. I was, when we were watching Avatar, the trailer came out, and I'm just like, first of all, I was like, when I'm watching the trailer, the way they're doing it, it's like this, like flashing screen, and it's like, you know, like they're doing black and flash, flash, and it's like they're showing the boots, and they're going up the leg, and I'm like, I recognize that suit. What is this? And like as they're showing the character, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why are they showing Ultraman? What's going on here? And it's like Ultraman movie. I was like, oh my god,
it doesn't make sense.
And Jasmine's just looking at me like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what is going on? I'm like, they're making it up, or they made an Ultraman movie. There's a trailer.
Yeah.
And she's just like, okay. And I'm sitting there geeking the hell out. Like, because right before the Power Ranger thing hit big, they had translated all the Ultraman shows and played them in the US. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what led to the popularity, like what led them to doing the Power Ranger thing. Was because Ultraman was, it became so popular, like that they were like, okay, well, let's use that, but let's make one that we can translate to, like actually make.
Yeah. In the US. Is Power Rangers US or is it?
The original one was initially filmed in they filmed it in Japan, and then they just cut all the non-action scenes, like anything that had to do with the school, they just cut all that and filmed it with an American cast.
Oh, okay.
And so all the action, so when they're fighting and whenever they're in the suits, that's from the Japanese show.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's how it. No. After the first season, though, I think that they.
It's just been all American.
It's been all American. But yeah, the original, like Power Rangers was a Japanese show. They just. So, but with Ultraman, all they did was they just translated it. They dubbed it.
Oh, okay.
But with the Power Rangers, they filmed all the new scenes with the American cast and just kept the Japanese action. And then because you can't see their faces or see their mouths move, they don't need to. They just dubbed it and you can't really tell.
Yeah.
It's just the actions are different.
Interesting.
Which, think about it, is pretty brilliant. Like, you're saving the production cost of having to film a whole new set, build all this shit. All you're doing is filming out of high school.
Yeah.
With, you know. Have you ever gotten into Warhammer 4000?
No.
I've always wanted to get into it. Like, I remember me and Michael, and I think Michael Danny was. Not in Warhammer specifically, but a Warhammer-like tabletop game where you had your characters and you moved like you had like, so like you have area of attack stuff, and so I think he's the one that took us to one of those, like, you know, those game workshops game workshops. And we played like a demo version of it, like where they already had the table set up. Like, okay, you're going to play this character, and you're going to roll this dice. And this, so it's like, you're using this machine gun, and like, it affects this area. And they had this like little template they would put down. And like, so anything within this area takes damage.
Okay.
And it's like Dungeons & Dragons, but you have like, it's less about your character and more about your art, your battalion.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's not an individual character. You're a general leading all this stuff. And it seemed fun as hell, but I like I remember like the starter set was like $60. And I'm like a teenager and I'm like,
Yeah, you can't make that.
Yeah. And it was like, okay. And then like, and that's just, that's like the starter set with the dice, the fucking one fucking soldier. Like, no, I'm not getting to just expand. And then you got to paint them all yourself. So I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome, but no. And, but so apparently Henry Cavill, or Henry Cavill, is super into Warhammer. Mm-hmm. So much so that he is creating a Warhammer cinematic universe. He's literally going to make movies.
Yeah.
So I know the games are huge and I know it has a huge following. But it was one of those things that I couldn't get into. But I'm willing to check out a movie.
Yeah, movie.
Because like the lore always seems super interesting to me. It's like they're space marines, but like they're, like, they have giant armor and they're like, it's like there's like religious aspects to it where like there's this whole cult of people that are, like the villains are like a cult kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then like the space marines are, it's like, like this cult is so big that it's like got multiple planets on Earth, so I can think.
Yeah.
And like the space marines are trying to wipe out this cult, and this cult is, I think it's like dark magic or something like that.
Yeah, it does seem cool.
Yeah, it's like
aren't there two different games? There's like a RTS type game.
Yeah.
And Warhammer, and then there's an RPG.
Yes.
Is that weird?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that like first person or third person?
I think it's first person. I've only ever played one of the really old RTS games. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot of fun, but it wasn't my game, and I wasn't, like, I was playing at somebody else's house. Uh-huh. And like, I enjoyed it, but not enough to, like, I'm going to go buy this game.
Yeah.
And then Marvel, on the other hand, so they want to keep, they planted the seeds to keep Black Panther alive, mm-hmm, in sequels. But now they're looking at making a prequel Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, I did. That seems cool, though.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, like the first Black Panther.
The first Black Panther, and yeah. Because it's a story that can focus just on the Black Panther, his origins, and like they don't really need to build it into the MCU. It's just more about this character and how it became.
Yeah.
And then, like supposedly some of the concept art for the movie has leaked, mm-hmm, and like this armor,
the armor looks
fucking sick. Black Panther looks insane, like it looks badass. So I mean, I'm all in on this, and it's gonna be called Bashenga, the first Black Panther.
Bashenga. Who does the Black Panther get to see in the
ancestor? I think he'll probably still see his.
Will he still see his?
Oh no, no! I think he sees the Panther God. Because I think that's what it was. The Panther God came to him.
Maybe.
Because remember in Black Panther 2, they're like the other people. It was like the Serpent God came to us and told us to go into the ocean and get this herb. Mm-hmm. And so with him, it was a Panther God that told him to get the herb. Mm. And I think they commune with the Panther God, and that's how he became the Black Panther.
Gotcha.
And then after that, it's the ancestral thing.
Yeah.
Because I think even in Black Panther, when he goes to the ancestral plane, doesn't he see a panther?
I think he does.
Oh no, they're all panthers. Remember on the tree?
Oh, that's right.
In his hole, they're all panthers. And then like, but that's they turn and they go, oh, that was his dad.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all for that. Other Marvel news, Donald Glover. See, I want Donald Glover to play the Prowler. They already planted the seeds for it.
Well, he's going to be something else now, isn't he?
He's going to be Hypno Hustler, which is a villain. Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
With an afro, and he's got these things that say super funk on his knuckles, and he's like a disco fucking super villain, which I'm all in for, because I think Donald Glover would kill the fuck out of that role. Yeah, he would kill that.
I wonder how depressed he'd be, though, because he always wanted to be Spider-Man.
He wanted to be Miles, yeah.
And now he's a
Spider-Man
villain. He has a cell for just being his villain.
Yeah. I mean, I think still being in a Spider-Man movie or being that, like, because he's way too, like, well, and he's voiced Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been in, like, this will be his second Spider-Man movie. Mm-hmm. I think, but I would love to see him as a Prowler, just because, like, they planted that seed already, where, you know.
Yeah, that's right. He's already been in a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. So I think that would be awesome. Jason Momoa and John Cena are teaming up for an action comedy. And honestly, I want it to be season 2 of Peacemaker, and then just Aquaman is just there following, like, just Aquaman's just coming at him all the time, like, yeah. I heard you saying, I fuck fish.
I don't fuck fish.
And they just go on a fucking, like, they become best friends by the end of it. Like, Aquaman hates him for spreading the rumors. And they just become best friends by the end of it. Like, Aquaman kidnaps him, and fucking, the whole season 2 is Aquaman kidnapped fucking Peacemaker, and Peacemaker's trying to get away.
Yeah, he's
like,
get away from me, fish fucker.
Owen Wilson is playing Bob Ross in the Bob Ross, like, biopic?
That works.
Oh, dude, look at that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's fucking, yeah. Owen Wilson looks just like fucking Bob Ross.
Wow.
Wow. I'm like, oh, I gotta see this.
Paint some happy trees. Wow.
you know, he did not like his afro. He hated the afro, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross? Then why did he have it?
So he had it because, so what happened was, he was growing out his hair. Mm-hmm. He wanted to grow it long, like hippie hair.
Yeah.
And...
but he had curly hair, so it just kept going out.
He had curly hair. Like, I guess he would comb it straight. Uh-huh. And then there was one time that, like, when they were going to film the pilot episode, something happened with it was his blow dryer, or something happened where he just couldn't straighten his hair. And so he went in with the afro. And the studio that was going to put out his show, they were like, we love the hair.
Yeah.
You got to keep the hair. Mm. And he was like, fuck. But yeah, that's why he kept the afro.
That's funny. I wonder if they'll do that in the movie. They got it, right?
They got to put... Oh, you watched fucking Weird, right? The Weird Al movie?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Dude, what'd you think?
It was good. It was good.
It's stupid, right? Good. But it was so good. I was dying laughing the whole time. Like, if Madonna becomes a Colombian drug
lord. Essentially, the entire movie's a parody of
other, yeah.
Of other, biopics.
Which is only right, though. Like, it's like the perfect... Like, I went into it, like, not... Like, I thought there was going to be, like, his story and then some jokes here and there.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. And I was like, wait, by 30 minutes, I was like, this seems weird. Yeah. And then, like, maybe an hour in, I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's just a parody.
My favorite part, though, was, like, who's this Michael Jackson kid? Everyone's going to think I parried him. Yeah. I wrote Eat It.
Yeah, that's right.
It was just like, oh my God. It was so amazing. But I would love to see an actual Weird Al biopic. But yeah, you know, but
Madonna's using him to get him to write a song.
But you know what? His real life is probably just like... Well, because I know, like, I know some of his things. In interviews, he was like, yeah, like, so there was a door-to-door salesman selling accordions. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wanted to learn how to play saxophone or guitar or something cool. And in the moment, my mom knew I wanted to learn an instrument. This guy showed up while I was at school, so she bought me. She bought me the accordion. The
accordion, yeah.
And that's, like, you know, then from there he started parodying songs. And when he did the punk version, he did the accordion version of I think it was a Ramon song. What song was it? I think it was
the first one?
Yeah, when he did Blitzkrieg Bop, when he was auditioning for the punk band. And he's got the accordion and he's doing Blitzkrieg Bop.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then, or the polka party. Come on, man. Like, that whole movie it had me dying the whole time.
Yeah, it was a fun movie, for sure.
Yeah, it's not gonna win any Oscars, but and then fucking.
Well, it got nominated.
Did it really?
I'm pretty sure it did.
I didn't know that.
I think it is nominated.
Daniel Radcliffe fucking killed it as Weird Al.
Yeah, it was good. The music was good.
Yeah. All that. And the way he like was it like I make this, like, when he flipped out on the band, he fires everybody, or they all just go home on him, and then, like, they come back to it afterwards. Oh, speaking of awards, so Christopher Judge's Game Award speech is officially the longest award show speech in all award show history.
In history, yeah.
So prior to his, the long so his was, let me see here. His was 7 minutes and 59 seconds. So he was 8 minutes into his speech, right? Prior to that, guess how long the longest speech prior to his was?
It was like probably four minutes, maybe.
5 minutes and 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So he went over almost the full...
Yeah. You know what's crazy is that speech didn't even seem long to me.
It didn't.
Or that long. Like, I knew it was like, hey, he's kind of going pretty long, but it didn't feel like, all right, get on with it. Or like, you go to you watch the Oscars and you watch fucking Meryl Streep up there for 2 minutes. You're like, Jesus Christ, just fucking, just take your award.
Just take your award and get the fuck out of here. This post is gone, but luckily, because of the responses, I know which one it is. So, Hooters hasn't been doing well recently. COVID hit a lot of people hard.
Yeah.
Apparently, it hit Hooters harder than anticipated. But they're not blaming COVID. They're shutting down a bunch of stores to rebrand because apparently millennials don't like boobs.
I already said that on the thread, that it's old.
Yes, that is old.
It's like 4 years old.
The story itself? Or?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Because this was something that I just saw this story like that day that I posted it. And it was like it had a timestamp of that day. So maybe they were just rewriting an old story?
Maybe. Well, they do that a lot. I'll see, especially like those Snapchat headlines or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be shit that I heard about fucking 3 months ago, and they're like, did you hear about
such and such? Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. That's weird. What the fuck?
I'm like, why did they barely figure this out?
Damn, that's weird. But, yeah, I think that's weird, though. Like, well, why would, like... I mean, I know, like, I guess... Okay, other than the fact that it's an old story, like, Hooters shutting down because people don't like boobs?
Yeah.
Like, to me, I mean...
No,
I
they're not shutting down the rebranding, so it's going to be a lot more girls with fucking BBLs instead of fake boobs.
But see, that's, like... But you know what? To be fair, the last couple times I've been into a Hooters, like, the girls weren't...
They're not super hot like they... Like, you expect them to be.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's more of that than... It's
I don't think I've been in a Hooters and I've been like, wow.
Yeah.
All these girls are hot.
Right? Like, it's mid.
I think I've only ever been in one where, like, I even thought, like, one girl was, like, especially attractive.
Well, we went to the one in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah, but I think a lot of them, because they were all in cosplay, too, so that helped.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I feel like boobs are universal.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not a fan of the diaper butt look. Like, it's got to match. Like, the thighs have to match.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just the butt, it's like...
You know, yeah, it is weird when, like, their hips stick out a lot.
Yeah.
And then they got the fucking chicken legs.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Because it's clearly doctored. It's like, that is not your ass. That is inflated. Yeah. Like, the thighs, like, that's the thing. The thighs, that's going to be the name of the episode. The thighs have to match.
Yeah.
But yeah, if the thighs don't match, and like, it's okay, well, you look like you're wearing a diaper.
But I do like, even whether it's fake or not, but I do like when it just like it just matches, like it doesn't, maybe not the thighs, but if it doesn't like bulge out the hips.
Yeah.
To make it look like they have an hourglass, but it's just like a bubble.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind
of
hot.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that too. Yeah, but like when it, yeah. But see, when it's because when it has the hips too, and then the thighs don't match, then it's like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, no. Let me talk about Metal Gear. Ooh, they're going to do another Avatar. And the next Avatar is going to be an Earthbender.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of Avatar stuff. They're going to do a movie.
Yep.
with the future people? What is it? With them as adults?
Yeah. Fuck, I forget what it's called right now.
Is it with Aang as an adult?
It's Aang as an adult. Oh, okay. So it's what happened after...
Between Korra and...
Yeah. And the, you know, I've never watched the Korra one.
Korra's good.
I've heard it's good.
It's divisive, definitely. Mm-hmm. But it's I think it's good.
I want to watch it. So, because Jasmine got really into it. And mm-hmm. like into the Aang. The Aang Avatar.
Yeah.
And which I've always loved.
Yeah.
I remember I ended up... Because I always wanted to watch it. I remember watching it for a bit and then falling off of it. And then I watched it again. Like Nickelodeon was doing a marathon. And mm-hmm. what made it even better to me was they were doing it... Like, I'm a nerd for, like, behind-the-scenes stuff and, like, little facts here and there. Mm-hmm. And they were doing... Do you remember when MTV still showed music videos? And they would do, like... They did the thing called pop-up video. Where, like, you'd be watching the video and then, like, little things would... Bloop, like... So-and-so didn't like this part of the video, but the director did, so we left it in. And mm-hmm. like, bloop, when they were making this, so-and-so fell down and broke his ankle. Like, so they did that during Avatar. And so it was like, so like my favorite episode is when Iroh is mourning his son. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of the best scenes in that whole. And so during that, like they put up like, this was Iroh's last scene because the voice, like they give you the hints behind the scenes of what happened during the film, like during the making of the show. Mm-hmm. Or like there were certain things like, so the cabbage guy, yeah. like you know how he's in everything? And like, so there was certain times where like, it's like, bloop, cabbage guy here. And like you would see him just kind of, like he's not, like he's just in the, happens to be in the background. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like shit like that. Like, oh, cabbage guy. Or like during the scene with Mick Foley, or the boulder.
Yeah.
Did you know that was Mick Foley?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's Mick Foley doing the voice of the boulder. He's pretending to be the rock.
Like, become the boulder.
Yeah. So there's little pop-ups like, oh, you know, WWE superstar Mick Foley pretending to be his friend the rock as the boulder. Like shit like that. They would pop up different little like things. And that made me like watch it. Like I was like, shit, I love this. And like it just made me fall more in love with the show.
Yeah, Korra's... You'll like Korra. The Korra's like different.
It's more political, right?
It's more political, and then also she's kind of like the opposite of Aang. Where like Aang kind of struggled to learn each and every element, right? Uh-huh. Where like she's a natural at all the elements, basically, except air.
Okay.
And so it's really about like, and then there's a lot of stuff that's in tune with like her personality as to why she can't. Learn air, and so it's all about finding herself in that.
That's cool. And then that one, the Earth Kingdom's villain, right? It's like the...
No, it's something else.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's like a faction of non-benders.
Ah, okay.
That are trying to just eradicate...
Benders?
Bending.
Are they a bunch of, like tiny, they just... they can't bend?
Well, there's a guy... There's a guy who can take away bending. So he's
fuck that guy.
Yeah, he takes it away through blood bending.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So he himself is a bender. That's crazy. You want to talk about Jeremy Renner?
What happened to him again?
He got run over by a snowplow.
Run over?
Yes.
Jesus.
And I don't know, so it's under investigation, because the way the story sounds is like, either he was operating the snowplow, mm-hmm. got out for some reason and got run over by it, mm-hmm. or he was standing in front of it when the driver got out and it ran him over. Because either way, what they're saying is like, there's safety features to prevent like this thing from running over someone when no one's in the cab. Mm-hmm. And so he, did you see the picture of him, like his first like...
I saw something of like his face, like he had like a big big scrape or something.
Yeah.
Big scrapes. Yeah.
I'm curious because like, so they're saying that luckily like, I guess one of his neighbors was a doctor, mm-hmm. and saw what happened and came out to administer aid right away. Mm-hmm. But he was losing a lot of blood from his leg. Mm-hmm. And they had to put a tourniquet on. Mm-hmm. And so, when I was in the military, like I learned how to do tourniquets and stuff like that. Same thing with first aid. I'm a first aid certified, all that. And they say that whenever you apply a tourniquet, like that's usually the last resort to stop bleeding. Mm-hmm. Because when you apply a tourniquet, more than likely the person, you're gonna lose the leg or whatever, the limb. Mm-hmm. That's why you're supposed to apply the tourniquet as close to the wound as possible. So it's like, well, I gotta cut off.
You have to cut off everything.
Yeah. And so and a lot of it also depends on how quickly the tourniquet, like how long the tourniquet's on. Mm-hmm. So I know he was airlifted, so I don't know. But that's kind of like, you know, like, is he going to lose a leg? The fact that they had to apply a tourniquet to his leg to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they haven't said anything yet.
Yeah, but I mean, it could be something to keep him quiet, too.
I don't know if they could keep something like that quiet. I feel like some fucking nurse or doctor would be like,
we gotta cut off Jeremy now. We're cutting off Hawkeye's leg.
We gotta cut this shit off. I'm so sorry.
Good point. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I was just
thinking. Hawkeye's done. It's such a good thing they've already passed the torch on to David Steinfeld.
Yep, exactly. As they're cutting off, it's like, hey, well, as he's going under for anesthesia, at least you passed the torch already.
Yeah.
I got one more before we wrap this up. So Warner Brothers is cutting everything. James Gunn is redoing everything. And like, so even to the point where Black Adam, okay, I watched all of Black Adam, and it's not a bad movie.
Black Adam,
it's not a superhero movie.
It's not good.
It's a rock movie. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. So it's like, if you like the Rock movies, you'll like Black Adam.
Yeah.
And that's what it's not a superhero movie. Mm. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was, but it's just another Rock movie, mm-hmm. Which I mean is not a bad thing. It's just, like, if you enjoy his movies, you'll enjoy this.
But it's not Black Adam.
It's not Black Adam, yes. And then the whole thing with fucking, like, with Superman at the end. Like, so, like, Amanda, they bring Amanda Waller in for no fucking reason. Mm-hmm. And then, like, at the end, she's like, so basically, like, Black Adam, like, at the end of it, so they bring in the Justice Squad or whatever the fuck they are. They're not the Justice League. They're the something squad. They come in and, like, they help Black Adam stop this fuck. The villain looked fucking cool. Like he had these horns. He was like a demon kind of thing. He looked cool as shit. And that final battle was fucking, like, they did this fight with Dr. Fate. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how Dr. Fate, like, multiplies himself?
Yeah.
And they kept doing it. Like, they're doing this fight scene. And then, like, you're watching the fight scene, and all of a sudden it would zoom out. And, like you were watching it off the reflection of one helmet. And then, like, that guy's fighting. And then, like, it turns out you're just watching it off the reflection of, like, visually, it was fucking awesome. Like, this whole fight scene was fucking cool. Like, everything in the finale was fucking amazing. I loved it. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, so, like, Black Adam kind of, like, because they send him to the prison, to Amanda Waller's prison. And, like, they put him in water so he can't speak and say Shazam and get his powers back. And he's just a regular-ass dude. But they need him to fight this demon. So Dr. Fate helps him escape. And then he goes and fights, right? Mm-hmm. He wins, and they're like, we're not going to send you back to the prison, but you can't leave. What's the name of the city? Kadai? Or whatever the name of the city was? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't leave this city, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes, and he's like, and what if I do? And so so Amanda Waller sends a drone in, like a fucking, she sends in a fucking, what's that one from Call of Duty? The fucking one that just rides around? Oh, Wilson?
A Wilson?
Wilson, yeah. She sends in one of those, and it, like, projects her face in front of him, and, like, you know, you can't leave the city or else, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not gonna, like, she's basically threatening him. And he's like, what are you gonna do if I do? And then she says something about, like, oh, I'll call someone who, or you, he says, you can't stop me. She says, no, but I can call someone who can. And then he just blows up the Wilson, and then all of a sudden, fucking Superman just, mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, what's up? And he was like, what's up? That's kind of where it ends. But he says something about, like, oh, like, it's nice to meet someone that has, like, similar powers or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, they seem like, oh, they're cool.
Yeah.
They're buddies. They're going to hang out. Like, but, like, I don't, first of all, I don't like the fact that Amanda Waller just, like, they make it, like she has to remember speed dial all of a sudden. Like, I thought she was, like, doing Black Ops and fucking Task Force X.
Yeah, she's gonna get the villains.
Now all of a sudden she's like, hey, Snoops, that was the dude.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe it's just a coincidence.
I mean, it could be, but
like Superman's there.
Yeah, but like because the way it was, like the way she's, like, the way they say it is like, oh, but we can call someone who can or some shit like that. Yeah. And then he shows up, kind of like, so it, like they're implying that she called him in.
Uh-huh. You know, what if he's Bizarro?
It's Bizarro Superman. But see, that's the thing now. So James Gunn's basically saying none of that's canon.
Yeah, which is, it's just dumb. Like they gotta. They can't be just making fucking moves.
Yeah.
Without fucking thinking.
Yeah. But so, okay, so I...
So like, they haven't figured out, like, what their even storyline is. And yeah. They're just shitting out movies.
Yes. But see, I say all that and I bring all that up to bring up the point that Warner Brothers, even with this James Gunn thing, is still insisting that Flashpoint be fucking released. Like, this movie...
No, Flashpoint has to release. It has to. Ezra Miller, short of raping a entire fucking...
Village? In front of...
An entire fucking kindergarten, alright? Then this movie has to come out, because there's no other way they can, like, reset the
fucking... Because... So, in a tweet, James Gunn said basically like, Flashpoint is still happening. Mm-hmm. Warner Bros. He didn't say it.
I didn't know he said Flashpoint. I thought he said it was gonna continue that they're going to continue making movies with him.
Yeah, no, they said so.
Flashpoint's happening, but so we might make more with him if he just fucking doesn't. You know.
Yeah, but no, but the reason he said that, I guess it came out later on, he's saying is that in meetings with Warner Brothers that they are adamant that this movie be made, that this movie come out and be released, and Ezra Miller is the Flash. Mm-hmm. And it's, to me, it's like, okay, like, what?
He's got to be really good in this movie.
He has to be, right? I mean, I enjoy, like, he was one of the more enjoyable parts of the Justice League movies. Uh-huh. But, I mean, this movie has to be insanely
like
good.
It has to be Heath Ledger Joker level. Yes. Like, performance. Yes. for you to justify all this crap.
Yeah. Just to be it. Because there's no way that, I just don't understand how they can be so adamant that this movie be made. Mm-hmm. Like, how much did it cost them to make, first of all?
I have no clue.
And then, like, I mean, they must expect that this movie's gonna just break their bank. Like, it's gonna fucking...
I don't know if they're expecting that, but I think they're expecting it's a very foundation... Like, it's a very important foundational piece for them to just finally make something good.
But do you think with James Gunn and... Because, I mean, I'm sure
James Gunn... Well, I don't think James Gunn has anything to do with Flashpoint. Yeah. But I think James Gunn sees this as his opportunity to just to easily or to smoothly land his pieces over instead of just jamming them in.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
It's like, yeah, this movie has to come out.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's
doing
stupid shit. Now, I don't know about him making more movies unless it's like... They know all the... Maybe Ezra Miller's been on, like, a really good progressive
thing lately. He might... I mean, he hasn't been in the news.
Yeah.
He's been quiet. I mean, they might just be holding him prisoner at Warner Brothers at this point. Like,
they're brainwashing
You're him. Not allowed to leave this studio. Like, but you know what it is? You know, I bet you this is what they do. They have Ezra Miller on a soundstage, like the Truman Show. Mm-hmm. And he thinks he's in the real world, stealing shit and kidnapping people. Still
doing fucked up shit.
But he's just doing it on a soundstage at the studios.
It's just a bunch of actors.
He's been arrested 17 times. It's all over the TMZ. Inside of his little Ezra world, the Ezra show.
It's funny.
Oh my god. And I think that's my theory. I'm sticking to it. I'm putting it out there. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna create my own fake IGN post. Mm-hmm. It's like Warner Brothers has Ezra Miller trapped in studio, right, thinking he's still in the real world. He still acts a fool. Leaked footage of Ezra Miller kidnapping actors, thinking they're real people. Oh shit! I think on that note, I'm just going to wrap this up. Oh shit, yeah. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/therealpressstart, on Twitter at realpressstart, on Instagram @therealpressstart, on TikTok @therealpressstart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcast, share us with your friends. And on that note, game over. No more questions.
What are we talking about?